Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. And we're talking about overcoming the spirit of slothfulness. If a person is slothful and under the influence of that spirit, a laziness, a sluggishness, a slowness comes upon them. That spirit of slumber and inactivity comes upon a person. God does not want that in your life. In Revelation 3, verse 15 through 18, he said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, what's going to happen? I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's a heavy statement. Why is that? The person said, because thou sayest, I'm rich, I'm increased with goods, and I have need of nothing. Isn't that the way a lot of people are today in America? But he says, knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. We need to be rich in the things that are of God. Not just be increased with goods and have need of nothing physically or in our own life. He says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. We need the riches of Christ. White raiment, that's the righteousness of God, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. I'll tell you, we need to get rid of all lukewarmness. We cannot be slothful, we cannot be lazy, or we will be deceived. And that's what happened to the Laodicean church. They were deceived. Lukewarmness causes deception. Do not let yourself be lukewarm. Do not let that spirit of slumber come upon you. Your eyes will not see. Your ears will not be able to hear because of the deception of the enemy. We talked about the animal called the sloth. This particular animal, it moves very, very slowly. In fact, if his food is not close within reach, he starves to death. And he's almost extinct because of this type of lifestyle. So we can't be like the sloth, moving very, very slowly. Instead, we need to be one who's going to be diligent. The answer for that spirit of slothfulness, that slowness, that sluggishness, that laziness, that attitude of procrastination, putting things off, is to be diligent, prompt to do things. You know, Philippians chapter 2 says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Every one of us need to be working out our own salvation as we're doing what the Word of God says. Many Christians are just sitting around doing nothing. Instead, they should be in the Word, they should be speaking the Word, they should be praying the Word, they should be overcoming in areas of their life. The Bible talks so much about overcoming. The letters to those seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3 says, he that overcometh. You need to be overcoming every one of these areas that we're bringing forth, because God is coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle, a church that's going to be holy before the Lord. We see the fact in Judges 18:9, where he said, arise, go up, see the land is good, don't be slothful, but enter to possess. If you're not entering in to possessing the promises of God in your life, then you are being slothful. Slothfulness is working against you. Joshua 18:3, how long are you going to be slack to go possess and drive out the ites? You know, we need to drive all of our enemies out, and that speaks of deliverance, of casting out all the demonic spirits that would influence any area of our life. They had to drive out all of the physical inhabitants. We've got to drive out all the spiritual inhabitants so that we can go and possess the land. They were slack. They were lazy. They did not do what God told them to do. You know, we saw that scripture in 2 Samuel 11, where at the time there, the kings were supposed to go forth to battle, but David sent others into the battle, and he tarried in Jerusalem. He was lazy. He was slothful. That's the attitude of, I'll let others fight the battle for me. I'll let others pray for me. You know, many Christians, they always want to find someone to pray for them. But if you find out and ask them, do you spend time in prayer, in the Word, in spiritual warfare yourself? Most of them don't do much of anything. You need to rise up and be responsible to pray. The Bible says we're to pray without ceasing. You know, and we are kings under the King of Kings. We need to go into the battle. If you are slothful and don't go up and fight, you're in sin. And then if you're abiding in that area of sin, you're in danger of falling into worse sin and deception. And that's what happened with David. He was all set up for that fall with Bathsheba and then eventually murdering Uriah by sending him out to the battle. Slothfulness is evident in selfish people. People that are selfish, self-absorbed, they are slothful, they are slack, they are lazy. They don't want to reach out to help others. They're really basically just thinking about themselves. Be strong. Don't be slack. Do what God wants you to do. Don't be a person who's just selfish all the time. It's time for you to rise up and be what God wants you to be. And we looked at that scripture in Proverbs chapter 6, where it says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise." What does she do? She provides her meat in the summer. She gathers her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? You know, we've been given authority over the enemy. We have the Word of God. We have the promises of God. We have the faith of the Lord Jesus who can move our mountains. We can pray a prayer of faith, and we can go and possess every promise of God in our life. And God's power will work through His Word. And He says, "When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep?" A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. And what happens? Poverty comes on you. And what? Do you have poverty? Do you have lack in areas of your life? Get rid of that spirit of slumber. Rise up and start doing what God wants you to do. Proverbs 10:26, "As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him." Vinegar is irritating to the teeth, smoke is irritating to the eyes, and a sluggard is irritating to one who has been sent out. I'll tell you, we've been sent out by the Lord Jesus Christ, and we actually can be an irritation to the Lord in a sense that we're not being obedient to do what He tells us to do. God has given you the land. He tells you to go and to possess it. He sent you out to witness. Be an ambassador for Christ. Be a person who prays. Be a person who goes out and ministers to others and releases the power of God to help people be set free. Proverbs 12:27, "The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting." You out there, he caught something in the hunt, but he never got to eat what he caught. This speaks of a person who's able to start projects but never finishes them. You know, so many Christians, they say they're going to do something, but they never get it done. Oh, they have good intentions, but they never accomplish it. Are you one of those? You have good intentions. You say you're going to do this. You started things. You might have started and stopped it and started and stopped it, but you never get it accomplished. This is because of a slothful, sluggard spirit. But it says the substance of the diligent man is precious. When you're diligent, you're going to accomplish these things, and then you're going to enjoy the fruit of having accomplished these works. Proverbs 13:4, "The soul of the sluggard desires and has nothing." Oh, he desires, but he doesn't have nothing because he won't do what needs to be done. He won't see things through to accomplishment in his life. The soul of the diligent, though, is going to be made fat because he's going to be diligent. He's going to do the things that he's been set before him, and he's going to have a great sense of accomplishment because of the fact that he has accomplished what he set out to do and completed it. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 19, "The way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns." If you're slothful, it's just like there's going to be continual hindrances to you. "But the way of the righteous is made plain." The person who's righteous, he's going to do what God told him to do, and he's going to be walking, and the way will be plain, it'll be step by step. But if you're lazy and slothful, there'll be all kinds of blockages and hindrances in your life. Proverbs 18:9, it says, "He that's slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster." God wants you to be diligent in your work. Don't be slothful on the job. Don't be slothful in anything that you do. Put your all into it. Do your best. Accomplish the things that God tells you to do. Don't waste your time, your energy, your effort. Be one who is diligent in what you do. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse 15, "Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger." You know, when a person is in deep sleep, that's a dangerous spiritual condition to be in. They can't be aroused easily. I tell you, I see a lot of Christians out there that it's just hard to arise, cause them to arise and do what God wants them to do. They've actually fallen into a deep sleep spiritually. They're just kind of existing. You know, that idle soul is the effect of slothfulness. And many people even let that I don't want to attitude get a hold of their will, or I don't feel like it in their emotions, or I don't think I can do it. There's the spirits working in your mind, deceiving you. Don't let the enemy get this spirit of slothfulness to cast you into a deep sleep, and don't let your soul be idle. If not, it'll suffer hunger, and then you'll go after other idols. You'll go after other gods with your soul, other things, other sources to satisfy your soul. In Proverbs chapter 19, verse 24, a slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. He's so lazy he won't even feed himself. People that are slothful don't get in the Word of God and feed themselves the Word of God. They're too lazy. They make up all these excuses. Then they usually say, well, I just don't have time for this. No, you need to be putting God's Word first place. You better start feeding yourself the Word of God and filling yourself up with the truth. Otherwise, you are going to be one who's actually going to be suffering hunger, and you are showing forth a slothful spirit at work in you. Proverbs 20, verse 4, the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. Here's the fair weather servant. Oh, he's always got his excuses. There's always reasons why he can't do it. He can't do it because it's too cold. Can't do it because I'm too busy. He gives his excuses. I tell you, don't have these excuses. You need to do what God's Word says and accomplish it in your life. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 25, the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. You know, we need to be hard workers for the Lord. Don't be one who refuses to do what's necessary to work out your salvation by working your faith. You need to get in there and apply your faith and do what the Word of God says. You know, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. Many, many are out there and they're dissatisfied. They're unfulfilled. You know why? Because they're not in the Word. They're not doing the Word. They've let this lukewarmness and this slothfulness, this sluggard spirit get upon them. Turn away from it, repent, and start walking in the ways of God and be diligent to do His Word. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I